Part of the mission today is to remind us that the world's bigger than McDonough, Georgia.
Parte de la misión hoy es asegurarnos que el mundo es más grande que McDonough, Georgia.
I think sometimes we get caught up in our little part of the world and we forget that there's a world around us that needs to know Jesus as well.
Muchas veces nos enredamos en el mundo que está alrededor de nosotros y se nos olvida que hay otro mundo completo que tiene que saber de Jesús.
You think about the words that are on the wall, Matthew 28, 19 and 20.
Y se me ocurren las palabras que están en los muros, Mateo 28, 19 a 20.
It's the Great Commission.
Es la Gran Comisión.
Jesus, after he had been crucified, buried, and resurrected.
Jesús la dijo después de que fue crucificado, enterrado y resucitó.
Spoke these words to the disciples.
Él le dijo estas palabras a los discípulos.
I want us to say them together.
Y quiero que las digamos juntos.
So this is how this is going to work. Okay?
Así que así lo vamos a hacer.
We will say it together in English and we will pause.
La vamos a decir juntos en inglés y vamos a parar.
And then anybody wants to say it with Cesar in Spanish can say it in Spanish.
Y si alguien las quiere decir con César en español, la pueden decir en español.
She's going to translate it to the deaf.
Y ella la traducirá a los sordos.
And then we're going to go again.
Y después vamos a hacerlo otra vez.
So, let's say it together. Digámoslo go therefore juntos. And make disciples. Oh, we've got to pause. Okay? So we're going to stop at after nations. Okay? We're going to stop after Holy Spirit. We're going to stop after you and the commanded you. And then we'll go to the end. Okay? Can y'all remember that? All right. Here we go. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
Así que vayan y hagan discípulos de todas las naciones.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, el Hijo y el Espíritu Santo.
Teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you.
Enseñándoles a observar todo lo que les he enseñado.
And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Y sepan que estoy con ustedes hasta el fin de los tiempos.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good job. I'm not sure if she did a good job, but I think she did. Okay? Wonderful. Now, I want to introduce you to you some of the church planters we've been working with. You've known for a while, if you've been here part of Eagle's Landing, that we've been working in Puerto Rico.
Así que les quiero introducir a algunos de los misioneros con los que hemos estado trabajando en Puerto Rico y probablemente conocen algunos de ellos.
We have had the great privilege of partnering with the North American Mission Board to be in charge of the work in Puerto Rico in planting churches.
Hemos estado involucrados con la misión de misioneros de Norteamérica, plantando muchos misioneros.
So, I've had the opportunity to be on the island plenty of times and met a lot of great godly people.
Y he tenido la oportunidad de ir a la isla muchas veces y conocer mucha gente que ama a Dios.
And I've become more and more excited as the days have gone by to see God work in the hearts of men and women, calling them out to be His church. In Puerto Rico.
Y a mí me emociona que todos los días veo más gente a la que Dios los llama para que hagan su trabajo.
One of the keys to what we've been able to do is a gentleman by the name of Carlos Rodriguez. His wife Nancy, Jason, and Brian are here in the service. Y'all stand up and just say hello to everybody. Welcome them to Eagle's Landing.
Si se pueden parar, por favor.
Carlos, why don't you come on up?
¿Y Carlos se puede subir?
Carlos and I have done a lot of work together, but really been praying together and praying for the same things for a while now. But for about 4.5 years, we've been working together. And it's remarkable to see what God's been doing. Why don't you share with him kind of what you've seen in the last 4.5 years in Puerto Rico?
God bless you, everyone. It's a privilege to be here this morning. God has been doing amazing things in the past 3 years. After a lot of time of praying and waiting, God is beginning a movement of church planting and saving people in Ireland.
Well, I know, you know, sometimes when we're just riding in the car and we're talking about the work, you'll say to me, I prayed for this, but I didn't know if it would happen or not, but God's really doing a great work now. So, I know these guys are a part of that. the planters that God has been bringing to help pastor our churches. So what's the most exciting thing you see happening? I know we just went through a horrible season with the hurricane and all the devastation. So what's going on right now that you think is most?
I would say everywhere I go, I said the Hurricane Maria was really, really bad. We talk most about Hurricane Maria, but we got two hurricanes, Irma and Maria. Maria was the worst one. But although many people and the news said about the bad things, Hurricane Maria came from God, bringing hope to the people. The church has been shaken and is getting outside to reach the people with the gospel. Our church planters, our guys are completely committed on the front lines, winning people, serving the community, reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and people are getting saved, so that's amazing.
Amen, amen. It's a good word. So I want to invite some of them up, and I'll introduce them. Actually, we'll start down here. So you'll have to translate, because to David and Grace. This is David and Grace Colon.
Esos son David y Grace Colon.
He pastors in Santa Isabel.
Él es el pastor de Santa Isabel.
Why don't you stand up and wave to everybody, tell them hello. And David, why don't you come on up?
Y David,
come
si puede subir.
And then Jorge and Rebecca Santiago.
Y Jorge y Rebecca Santiago.
Jorge, come on up. And then Andres and Rosa Laraquinte.
Andres y Rosa Laraquinte.
We're going to try to do this as simply as possible. You can just stand right there. We'll give. Go ahead. No, come on, come on, Jorge. I'll let Sessa. Andres is still coming. And I wanted you to meet them and hear a little bit about their story and what God's doing in their life and how God's using them. These guys have been really phenomenal, and their wives and their families have been committed to the work. And it's very difficult and challenging, but God has been blessing.
Y quiero hablar acerca de los pastores y todo el trabajo que están haciendo. Es realmente fenomenal todo el trabajo que hacen los pastores y sus esposas, y queremos hablar de eso hoy.
David, pastoring in Santa Isabel on the south side of the island, one of the first planters I got to meet and spend some time with.
Y David, él es un pastor en la parte sur, y fue uno de los primeros pastores que pude conocer.
And some of our teams have been down to Santa Isabel. It's phenomenal what's happening there.
Y algunos de nuestros equipos han ido a Santa Isabel, y es fenomenal lo que está sucediendo allá.
So let's let David share a little bit about the church in his area, kind of what God's done in the church and in his area.
Así que vamos a dejar que David comparta algo de lo que está sucediendo en su área, ¿okay?
Dios le bendiga a todos.
God bless you all.
Es un placer para mí estar aquí en su iglesia y poder alabar al Señor como cuerpo de Cristo junto.
It's a pleasure for me to be in your church and to be able to worship God with all of you guys.
Llevamos aproximadamente 4 años pastoreando la Iglesia Bautista Logos, ubicada en el pueblo de Santa Isabel.
We have approximately 4 years pastoring the church in Saint Isabel.
Santa Isabel es un municipio en Puerto Rico que tiene una gran necesidad del Evangelio.
Santa Isabel is a department in Puerto Rico, and it has a huge need for Jesus Christ.
Y eso lo pudimos ver un poquito más claro cuando vino pues la tragedia del huracán.
And you can see that a little bit more clearly when we had the tragedy of the hurricane.
Y Dios nos dio la oportunidad de trabajar y llevar el evangelio, no tan solo la necesidad económica o de vivienda, sino también la necesidad espiritual que tenían las personas que viven allá en Santa Isabel.
And God gave us the opportunity to serve the people not only with the gospel, but also serving their physical needs that people have.
En este momento le estamos orando al Señor para que nos siga abriendo las puertas para llevar el evangelio a cierto sector del área de Santa Isabel que se está desarrollando, ¿verdad? Con universidades, centros comerciales y todo eso, y hay una gran necesidad del evangelio también en esa área. Estamos orando al Señor.
And right now we're praying to God that he will give us the opportunity to extend the gospel to this particular sector of Santa Isabel that's developing. There's a lot of commercial work going around, and we would really love to start doing work there.
David, tell us, I skipped this, but tell us a little bit about your family, and then when you came to know Christ and your call to ministry.
Y si nos puedes compartir acerca de tu familia y de cómo conociste a Jesucristo.
Okay. Mi esposa me acompaña, Grace. Tenemos dos niños, Paola, que tiene 13 años, y Fabián, que tiene 8.
My wife Grace is here with me today. We have two kids. Sorry, what's your
name? Fabián y Paola.
Fabián and Paola.
Okay. Paola se parece a Grace.
Paola looks like Grace.
Trigueña.
You know, she's darker skinned.
Y Fabián a mí.
And Fabián looks like me.
Somos la familia café con leche.
We are the coffee and milk family.
Esa es mi familia, le doy gracias al Señor. La conversión, ¿verdad? Era la pregunta. Ok. Gracias al Señor, hace 7 años escuchamos el Evangelio de Cristo. Dios utilizó una situación familiar para traerme a la iglesia en aquel momento.
And thank God, 7 years ago, I had the opportunity of hearing about Jesus Christ. He used an familiar opportunity to do this.
Yo pensaba que mi problema era un asunto meramente de reconciliarnos familiarmente, pero a través de la exposición del Evangelio, de la predicación del Evangelio, me di cuenta que mi problema era mayor y era que no tenía a Cristo como mi Salvador. Y en ese momento me di cuenta de mi necesidad de ser salvado. Vi mi pecado, vi a Cristo y su cruz, y vi en Él aquel que podía recorrer para ser salvo en su gracia.
I thought my situation was just about reconciliating with a family member, but through the gospel I found out that it was deeper than that, and through the gospel I was able to be saved and to be forgiven.
Luego Dios me utilizó a mí para traer a mi esposa, que en aquel momento pues estábamos separados.
And then God used me in that moment to reach my wife. In that moment we were separated.
Yo peleaba mucho con ella cuando hay una transformación en mí, yo dejé de pelear, y ella eso le estuvo, algo está pasando en la vida de él.
And we would argue a lot, and after my transformation, she realized that something was happening in my life.
Y ella dijo molesta, ¿qué fue lo que pasó contigo?
One time she told me, while being angry, what happened to you?
Y yo le dije, se llama Cristo, transformando la vida de un pecado.
And I told him, it's Christ, and he's transforming the life of a sinner.
Amen. Andres, and if you just want to share in English, you can. David, but share a little bit about your family and then a little bit about the church and where you're planting.
Saludos a todos. Mi nombre es Andres Laracuente.
Hello all. My name is Andres Laracuente.
Tengo tres hijos, Nadiel, Evans, y Diego.
I have three sons, Nadiel, Evans, and Diego.
Three storms.
Three storms.
Tienen 7 años, 11 y 2 años.
They are 7, 11, and 2.
Y mi esposa, pues, que está ahí, Rosa.
And my wife, Rosa, is over here.
Nosotros comenzamos...
a little bit about the community and then the church you're planting.
Okay, thank you. Estamos en el área metropolitana en el municipio de Carolina.
We are in the metropolitan area of the Department of Carolina.
Aproximadamente 180,000 personas.
About 180,000 people.
Una comunidad que vemos mucha necesidad, mucha áreas con personas vendiendo drogas, familias disfuncionales.
An area with a lot of people who sell drugs, a lot of need, dysfunctional families.
Y pues Dios nos dio un peso grande por poder llegarles a esas personas a través del Evangelio.
And God gave us heavy hearts to be able to reach those people with the gospel.
Carolina se distingue porque es un lugar donde hay muchas iglesias, pero no iglesias de sana doctrina, no iglesias que predican el evangelio.
And Carolina distinguishes itself because there is a lot of churches, but they're not sane doctrine churches. They're not evangelical churches.
Go ahead.
Y nosotros comenzamos la plantación hace un año y medio.
And we started church planting half a year ago.
Y lo que estamos tratando de hacer es pues acercarnos a todas estas comunidades y con la predicación del Evangelio de Jesucristo.
And what we're trying to do is reach all these communities through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Listen, now I'm going to give you a chance in just a second. All these folks are just, I mean, God is so moved in their heart and their families and the lives of their communities. They're changing the world one church at a time, one community at a time, one heart at a time. And it's great to see. At David's church, they also have a school and do a phenomenal work organizing ministry to their community through the church and the school. So it's a lot like what we do here. Andres and Rosa are just found a location, really trying to finalize that location in Carolina, which is the metropolitan area of San Juan. And so there is so many people there. It's phenomenal. And they, in fact, we just had a team get back from working with Andres and Rosa in Carolina at, I don't remember the name of the school. You say
Agustin Cabrera.
There you go. And it's a middle school of about 800 students, but they had a great vacation Bible school there and did a phenomenal work. And then I had the opportunity to meet Rebecca and Jorge before y'all actually moved back to the island. And I was really excited to see what God had put on their heart. And I wanted Jorge to share a little bit about your family and the community, but then I want you to share your testimony of how God's worked in you. So you can just hand him the mic. He can do it in English, can't you? You feel good enough to do it in English? Just translate. Okay. Both these guys do really well in English, but they're like me in Spanish. No confidence. Okay. So go ahead.
My name is Jorge Santiago, and he's here with me, my beautiful wife Rebecca, and we got married in 2013, and product of that marriage, we have two beautiful kids. Sebastian, he's our firstborn baby. He's he will be 4 years old, and Sophia, she is 2 years old. We also have a dog named Toby, and we have a dog that think he's a dog. So he chased me all over the house whenever I go, and bam, 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 bam. But it's great. So we met in Washington D.C. Rebecca and I, and while I was living in Washington D.C. and God called us to the ministry in Comerío when he started letting me see the needs of Christ in people's life in my neighborhood, in the community of Comerío, where I'm coming from. That's where we planting the church in Comerío. So I start seeing the needs of Christ in people's life, and also I start to remember if I could see some churches or anybody ever come into my house and tell me about Jesus, and I couldn't find that in my head. So that gave me motivation to start praying for the people of my community, and that's how God started to grow in the desire of me to come to Comerío and preach the gospel.
Hey, Comerío is up in the mountains. Okay, so the road, it's a windy, narrow road up to the mountains, and you get up there, and how many, was it, did you say 40,000?
No, Comerío is a small town, 22,000 people.
22,000?
Yes.
And then there's several towns around it that kind of you could reach.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
But it's gorgeous up there. I mean, you know, it's really, really pretty. And so share with them your story from early, you know, growing up, and then how that journey God brought you to how you came to know Jesus.
Absolutely. So I'm originally from Comerío, Puerto Rico, and I was a drug addict. So through my teenage and in my young adult age, I was a drug addict. I was addicted to crack cocaine and all those stuff. And my family couldn't deal with me anymore because I was off. And they didn't have the resources. They also didn't have the tools to help me to overcome that addiction. And they decide to send me in 2007 to United States, to Washington, D.C. So I moved to Washington, D.C. thinking that a change in the environment of people will bring a change in my life. But the reality is that, as my brother was sharing earlier, that the problem was the sin in my life, was my heart, and not the drugs that I was doing. That was the result of the sin, the drugs. I start working in Washington, D.C., and I still the same person, but I was able to support my addiction. And I lived like that for several years, and I get in trouble, big trouble, deep troubles with the justice. And I was almost facing several years of jail. And one day, I was in front of my apartment, and I was just meditating about my life. And I was meditating and thinking, how did I get here? You know, and I come from a good family, and how did I get here? And honestly, God let me see that the reason that I was there is because I was trying to live my life in my own way. And when I had that thought in my mind, it really scares me. It really scared me a lot. So I went to my room and I got into my knees, and I remember praying to God and say to him, if you are here, if you are listening to me, I need you. And if you save my life from jail, if you free me, I will give you my life and I will serve you forever. About 2 weeks after that, I received a call from the lawyer, and she said, I don't know what happened, it's a miracle, but your case is dismissed. So I immediately knew that God heard my prayer, and he was answering my prayer, so he was taking action of that. And I started going to church with Rebecca, First Baptist Church in Groveton, Alexandria, Virginia. And I gave my life to Jesus in November 2012. We get married in January 2013, and I was baptized in February 2013 as well. So I want to also encourage you to keep praying if you have someone in your family that is going through a situation similar to mine. Or it doesn't have to be the situation similar to my situation. It could be any situation, because the gospel of salvation is not the news for someone who is bad doing works, you know, bad things, but also for people who do good things as well. So everybody needs Jesus. And and don't give up on prayers, and keep praying for that person who needs to come to Christ. And I see on the board over there a lot of people that like to have a chat of the gospel with someone, and I also pray to God that that happens soon.
Amen. Listen. I wanted you just to hear what God's doing. And sometimes, you know, we give and we pray and we talk about it here, and we're back in the comforts of our own homes and families and our church environment. We forget that God is at work in this world. Amen. He's at work here. He's at work in Santa Isabel. He's at work in Comerillo. He's at work in Carolina. He, all over the world, He is at work. And God has given us the great privilege of being able to stand alongside these men and women and to do ministry in another part of the world. That's an honor. And He's not doing what He's doing because of us. He's doing what He's doing because He loves us.